In this video, you'll learn the important concepts you need to stretch an Azure Stack HCI cluster between two sites for disaster recovery. No selling, just an explanation of how it works. It's time to get hands-on with Azure Stack HCI. It's easy to stretch one Azure Stack HCI cluster between two sites for a simple, robust business continuity and disaster recovery solution, or commonly known as BCDR. The sites can be close together, in different fire zones of the same building, or far apart geographically, as in different cities, for example. When deploying your cluster using Windows Admin Center, choose Azure Stack HCI, and then choose Stretch Cluster. Based on your network configuration, Azure Stack HCI can usually detect which server nodes are in which sites. If not, the cluster creation workflow will prompt you to specify that. To orchestrate quorum in any stretched cluster, you need a tiebreaker vote, often called witness. Azure Stack HCI natively uses the Azure Cloud as its witness. This makes for a very lightweight solution that requires minimal bandwidth and just a few kilobytes of storage. You don't need a clunky virtual machine appliance, nor a third site. In fact, the minimum you need is just two nodes per site and an internet connection. Once the stretched cluster is created, it is a simple step to provision storage, including setting up replication between sites. Choose to replicate, choose the replication direction, then choose asynchronous or synchronous and additional options. For example, to achieve near synchronous replication, you can specify a very tight recovery point objective, or RPO. This site-to-site replication is in addition to local resiliency, which is always provided by the Azure Stack HCI software-defined storage stack and works exactly as it would in a non-stretch cluster. Behind the scenes, Azure Stack HCI will provision two identical volumes, the primary and the replica, plus log volumes for each, joined in a storage replica partnership. Then when you're ready to create virtual machines, simply place their virtual hard disk files into the replicated volume. If you choose synchronous replication, all writes to persistent storage will be replicated to both sites before they're acknowledged. If you choose asynchronous, writes will acknowledge as soon as they're persisted to one site, and then replicated to the other site moments later based on your chosen RPO. Because it's one cluster, failover is automatic. Disasters happen at unexpected times, like the middle of the night. If the power goes or pipe bursts over the server room, with Azure Stack HCI stretched cluster, it's no problem. The virtual machines automatically fail over to the other site and resume running, providing business continuity with no need for an administrator to take any action whatsoever. In Windows Admin Center, you can watch as the servers in one site go down and the virtual machines automatically move over until they're all on the other site. With Azure Stack HCI, it's also possible to run virtual machines on both sites simultaneously, sometimes called an active-active configuration. In this configuration for certain virtual machines, one site is the replica for the other, and for the other virtual machines, it's vice versa. Some virtual machines can even have no replication at all, depending on your business requirements. To precisely control virtual machine placement between sites, Azure Stack HCI offers powerful new affinity and anti-affinity controls. An affinity rule ensures that two virtual machines are kept on the same site, for example, to ensure locality between the web tier of an application and its database. An anti-affinity rule ensures that two virtual machines stay on separate sites, for example, if you have two domain controllers. These rules are easy to set up directly from the Virtual Machines tool in Windows Admin Center under VM Settings. Or if you prefer, you can also see all the rules and configure them centrally in Cluster Settings. With an active-active Azure Stack HCI, you can increase utilization while also benefiting from each site effectively providing disaster recovery for the other. With Azure Stack HCI, robust BCDR is built in. Its lightweight architecture means you don't need a VM appliance or third site. Both sites in the cluster can be active and host virtual machines at the same time. When disaster strikes, failover happens automatically. There's nothing you need to do. You have the flexibility to choose synchronous, near sync, or async storage replication, depending on your needs and your network. And it's all natively integrated in Azure Stack HCI with no third-party software required. To learn more and for step-by-step instructions, visit aka.ms/hci-docs. Thanks for watching.